This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the need for full utilization of India's diverse climate conditions to increase productivity and export strength. Mr. Modi also emphasized on scaling up high-value crop produce to make the country's agriculture products globally competitive. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing yesterday.
Aaj duniya ke bazaar khul rahe hain, global demand badal rahi hai. Is webinar mein apni kheti ko export-oriented banane par bhi ज्यादा से ज्यादा चर्चा आवश्यक है. हमारे पास डाइवर्स क्लाइमेट है, हमें इसका पूरा फायदा उठाना है. एग्रो क्लाइमेटिक जोन, उस विषय में हम बहुत समृद्ध है. इस साल का बजट इन सब बातों के लिए अनगिनत नए अवसर देने वाला बजट है. प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाने की दिशा तय करता है और एक्सपोर्ट ट्रेंड को बढ़ावा देता है.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो स्पोक ऑन द टेक्नोलॉजी कल्चर इन एग्रीकल्चर, रेफरेंसिंग E-NAM and the development of digital public infrastructure. He noted the creation of Kisan IDs and digital land surveys as transformative steps. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has successfully achieved the target of creating 3 crore Lakhpati Didis, and the country has set a target to add another 3 crore Lakhpati Didi by 2029. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 3,770 crore rupees in Odisha yesterday. These include development initiatives of the National Dairy Development Board, the Odisha State Cooperative Milk Producers Federation, as well as various projects of the state government. Mr. Shah also inaugurated Sulfuric Acid Plant 3 at Paradeep Unit of Indian Farmers Fertilizer Corporation Limited. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met leaders of various countries on the sidelines of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Mauritius, Kenya, Malta, Seychelles and Rwanda. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that during his meeting with Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka, Vijita Herath, the two leaders held a warm discussion on their bilateral ties and regional situation. He asserted that Vision Mahasagar and Neighbourhood First continue to guide their endeavours. India has allowed the urgent docking of an Iranian ship at Kochi in Kerala and provided accommodation to its 183 crew members. Sources in the government said days before the Iris Dana incident south of Sri Lanka, India was approached by Iran to take in the Iranian ship Iris Lavan, which was also in the region for the International Fleet Review. The sources said this request was received on the 28th of last month, indicating that a docking of Kochi was urgent as the vessel had developed technical issues. The conflict in West Asia entered its eighth day today. U.S. President Donald Trump ruled out any deal with Iran, calling for its unconditional surrender. On social media, Trump said the U.S. and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt stated that the U.S. is progressing towards controlling Iranian airspace and expects objectives to be achieved within 4 to 6 weeks.
The achievable objectives of Operation Epic Fury, we expect to last about 4 to 6 weeks, and we are well on our way to achieving those objectives. Annihilating Iran's navy, we know that we sunk more than 30 Iranian vessels and ships. Their navy has now been deemed combat ineffective. Taking out the ballistic missile threat that Iran posed to the United States and our troops and bases in the region, the United States military has done a tremendous job.
In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's single semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Lakshya defeated China's Li Shifeng 21-13, 21-16 in the quarterfinal last night. The world number 12 Lakshya will face Canada's Victor Lai in the last four clash today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.